and the light seared the master bedroom. The sunshine was almost too much to take at first, as if a death ray had speared their beachside room. Even though it was still early in the morning, Cora felt the heat puncture the air conditioning's cool veil. Outside, blue was the dominant colour, both in the cloudless sky and in the calm waters below. This was a thrilling contrast to the pure white sands leading to the waterline from their beach house. A gentle tide lapped at the sugar shore, the waves ending with a sigh rather than a roar. Blue seemed too mundane a description for the colour of the water, as its fingers hissed across the sands and disappeared. The ocean seemed infused with sunlight, difficult to look at for too long, much as you wanted to. Cora couldn't help but giggle upon this sight. Apart from one or two seabirds far off in the horizon, there seemed to be no living thing around to spoil the contrast. "I can't believe it," she said. "I remember having a turquoise crayon when I was a kid. I didn't think it was a real colour. It's a felt-tipped sea. I feel like I'm in a cartoon." Jonathan scrabbled for his sunglasses, squinting in the flood of light. Once he'd slipped them over his ears, he closed the laptop, placed it on the bedside table, then scooted out of bed to join Cora at the shutters. He was completely naked. Cora arched an eyebrow. "You gone tropical already?" "Totally tropical." He rested his hand on her waist and kissed her impulsively. "I thought you had business to sort out, mister." He grinned. "I certainly do." I meant business-related business, real-world work business." "That can wait." He kissed her again, drawing her closer to him. She peered over his shoulder into the clear water, dappled with patches of coral and darting fish, easily discernible against the pure white sand below. "There aren't any sharks out there, are there?" "Just the one."
"Me."
Jonathan flashed his teeth. "Hey, did you ever dream about just running down a beach like that?" Jonathan asked, charging right into the surf. Their eyes met for an instant. A fuse was lit. Cora tore off across the beach, her sarong whipped off in the slipstream, white bikini dazzling in the light. Jonathan ran after her, giggling in her wake. Her feet were scalded by the flowery sand, and she ran for a spell on tiptoes, much as a lizard might skip across a desert. The beach sloped sharply to the waterline, and then she knew the thrill of cool water between her toes. She churned the water to foam as she went deeper. It was cool, but not cold, certainly not cold enough to draw a gasp or cause a shiver. Jonathan caught up with her, grinning through the thatched blonde beard. "Count that, an ambition ticked off." "What, running into the surf or running into the surf nude?" He glanced down at himself. I kind of regret this now. I've retracted a bit." "So you have." His arms encircled her and he kissed her. "How are you liking Two Trees Island so far?" "Oh, I think that's a harsh review. I'd upgrade it to 3.5 trees, maybe even 4. Daft name, isn't it?" He jerked his head towards the land behind the two-story beach house, threaded with lazy pine trees. "Someone must have torn up the planning application, I guess." "We're going to need a few more than 2 trees." "Well, maybe the monkeys raised a petition. Anyway." She kissed the tip of his nose. "I hate to be a killjoy, but you said you had something to finish off today." He sighed. "Ugh, that's true. So how about you get it finished? Because I don't want to see you stuck on a laptop or a phone after this morning." Jonathan drew back a little. "Okay, Miss O'Brien. That sounded awfully like your professional voice. I take it you're missing class already." "Oh, little darlings. I might send them all a postcard." "I'd say I'd miss them, but I've told them it's rude to lie." She swatted his backside. "Come on, finish what you've got to finish, then we'll shut the computer down and get some breakfast." "Sure. First things first, though. Come on with me. There's something I want to show you." "If that's your best come on line, then that's some weak sauce." "Trust me," Jonathan said, with that particular twinkle in his eye that usually meant she should do the opposite. Cora watched him troop back out of the water, giving his legs a shake one after the other like a